What inspired you to start Taste of Soul?
Well, what we wanted was an event that the community could come together for family, for fun, and really demonstrate our support of each other and our community. So often our community gets a bad rap, and we knew that we could start an event where everybody could come together and just have a good time.
But especially in these tougher times economically, what does it mean to the community to have this big event?
Well, in these tough economic times where people are really looking for something fun to do, it's a free event. There's free concerts. There's free things to do for kids. Food's not free, but, at least gives people an opportunity to come out as a family and celebrate and enjoy each other and just have a good time. And this year we expect to probably be close to 125,000. So we're excited. The community's excited. Everybody's talking about it. And it's just a chance for us to come and celebrate our community.
The event is called Taste of Soul. So what does soul mean to you, or what's your definition of soul?
Well, it's a combination. It's a play on words. It's a taste of soul in every sense of the way. It's a taste of soul food. It's a taste of soul music. It's a taste of the soul of our community. It's a taste of soul in every way, fashion.
What are you going to be eating this weekend?
Well, the food is always unique, from the fact that we have vegan and vegetarian soul food vendors out there. We have catfish vendors and barbecue, and we have fried chicken, and we have baked chicken. We have shabab for bean pies and whiting. We have all kind of desserts, peach cobbler and red velvet cake and all that. So hopefully I'm going to be sampling a little bit of all of it. We encourage everybody to come out. We're excited about it. We plan to see you at Taste of Soul on Crenshaw Boulevard.
And that was Danny Bakewell, the executive publisher and CEO of the Los Angeles Sentinel and the founder of Taste of Soul.